about 20 miles from here, so other than the FAA being involved with paying for it, it's really not an airport project anymore.
I was just wondering why the wetlands were disturbed. What was?
It was the
when we removed the obstructions at the end of 422.
Okay.
We had a wetland delineation report. Did everything right. Didn't disturb the wetlands. Removed all the trees in the uplands, and then a few years later, the EPA shows up at our doorstep accusing us of disturbing wetlands. And they said they went back to aerial photographs, and they were able to identify these certain areas that our wetland delineation consultant indicated were uplands.
Well, that's great. Let's restore the wetlands so we can draw more geese and ducks back.
Yeah. Well, these are 20 miles.
That's
this is 20 miles
they
away.
They can't be restored within 5 miles of the airport, so we're going to be 20 miles away.
And part of the problem is it has to be in the same watershed, and there's a bunch of other rules. But so that project is on its way. We've also received our grant for the design of the 500-foot extension for runway 422. The design has started on that. We expect to put that out to bid for construction in May next year with a September start date on construction, and then finish it up late in 2013. That'll put a 500-foot extension on the runway 4 end. It'll overlay the existing runway and mill and pave the existing runway. It'll bring the rest of the airport up to some standards that we don't meet right now as far as obstruction removal, and we'll also have to displace the threshold on runway 22 by 170 feet because of the imaginary surface clearance over the railroad track. So, and then we'll end up with some in-pavement threshold lights and some other things down there, obviously repainting the markings to meet all this stuff. And then at the end of the project, we'll install a MALS system, medium intensity approach lighting system, which hopefully will get us down to a 3/4 mile visibility on runway 4. So that project is underway. It's a very tight schedule as far as design. Everybody keeps asking why we can't do it faster. This is probably as fast as you're ever going to see it get done. We got some good engineers that are going to be working hard to get that done for us. We met with Senator Carper's staff the other day. They're going to weigh in as much as they can to move things along and make sure things don't sit on people's desks at the Corps of Engineers or DENREC or places like that or the FAA. So that's moving along. We're also still working on rehabilitating taxiway A from the terminal ramp out here out to 22. The guy's been out there surveying, getting the drawings ready, and we'll start working on plans and specs to do that. Taxiway B from the runway out to 1028, that's also in the works. We'll probably put that out to bid, I guess, January or so, and then start in the spring or early summer, whenever we can get out there with the right weather and ground conditions.
Actually, I think we want to do taxiway A first and then do taxiway B in the drier summer weather.
Okay. But both those projects are in the works.
Are those projects funded by the county or?
Those are county funded. The only thing we have a grant for right now is the runway extension and the wetlands.
Can you quote, what was it, $734,000?
It was $723,900 for the design grant.
What was the timing on the taxiway Alpha and taxiway Bravo? Alpha was this fall or is it spring?
We gotta have to sit down and get organized. But my best guess, I'm going to say spring. Like April 15 to June 1, and then June 1 to. We haven't determined the length of the contract, but starting sometime.
But roughly, taxiway off is spring, the other one being summer.
Beginning
fall.
Of summer.
And B is really dependent on the wetness of the ground, where taxiway A probably isn't as much.
Is B going all the way down?
be from the runway down to the,